Ghost Ship Radio Network.
Sail onward.
Banter Box Radio. Reach out and touch someone.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Banter Box Radio. This is episode 65 for this May the 24th.
I get a front wedgie.
You're not introed yet.
Oh.
My name is Thomas Towson. I'm going to be piloting this crap storm of a ship. And next to me is the other guy, I guess. He shows up occasionally. His name is Dan Knight, and I guess whatever, he's the other co-host.
I go below deck, and I...
He swabs the poop deck.
Well, that's above deck.
Yeah, you do that, then you go below deck.
Yeah, and make a poop.
Mm-hmm. Well, then that's the poop deck as well now.
It's whatever deck you defecate upon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think those are the rules of sea. Yeah. At least when I was
of the rules of
when
the
I
sea.
Spent my years at sea, that's what they always told me.
Your years at sea,
yeah.
When was that?
Well, it's so long ago. It's a little foggy. I can't. Well, let's move on. this is episode 65, which means it's the 65th time that you are going to have to listen to our voices.
You're going to have to listen.
You must. Listen to this episode.
That's right.
And if you don't, well, I guess there's no repercussions because you won't even hear me tell you what will happen.
Yeah, so you won't know. It'll just happen.
It'll just be, yeah. So for all of those who are joining us this week, hi. I'm glad you've shown up. Did you bring a dip? Great. So
I brought the chips.
You brought the chips?
Yeah.
And I brought the dips. Let's start today's shindig by readjusting our stuff over here and being generally unprepared. Okay, so yes, today is a monumental day.
Oh, is it really?
It actually is. Usually we make lots of jokes about our national day, but this one's actually a really big one.
It's Mars Appreciation Day?
It isn't. No, it really is. It's a huge one. Today is Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. I reeled you in.
Wow.
I reeled you in.
And okay, so how do we...
The same way you do every year.
Okay, let's say
That
I don't do that every year. I don't celebrate.
Which,
I didn't
of course,
know
this
you existed. Do. Yeah, but let's say for the viewer who is listening that I don't celebrate this. Fine.
Well, we all know that can't happen because... you know, Great Papa Airplane would come down and send you into the furnace. So
in the sky.
The great furnace in the sky. That's right. So we of course, always celebrate each year for fear of being burned to death in the sky.
In the sky.
But let's pretend, just for jokesies, that you don't know. In this case, you would, of course, roll out your Aviation Maintenance Technician Day rug. Roll it out.
All right.
You get down on one knee. And the other foot is put behind you at an angle, so it's sort of sideways behind you.
Okay.
You put one hand out to the right, like a plane wing.
Okay.
And the other one, you flap up and down like an airplane wing, but kind of like a bird wing. Because it doesn't specify if we're doing maintenance on aviation, like birds. Maybe they're bird maintenance technicians. You know, because they have
aviary?
Those. Well, let's not mince words here, okay? Maybe we're doing some surgery
doing?
On some birds. but of course you do that, and then you you say your 10...
Hail Marys.
Hail Marys. Hail
to the furnace gods.
Yeah, I can't think of a pun quick enough, but...
No.
That's what you do. But no, in seriousness, I think you just sort of acknowledge that there are people who fix airplanes and that they're the reason that when you go in an airplane, you don't die.
Is it just airplanes or is it helicopters as well?
It's all or really. Zeppelins. It's all. Yeah. It's your I'm flying above the sky, above the ground in a ginormous heavy metal death machine. And somehow it isn't plummeting and killing all of us.
Okay.
So let's say good job on the people who make sure it doesn't do that.
You did it.
Yeah.
I actually, there is one person I know that fixes aircraft.
It's me.
And it is, how did you know it's not you? No, my brother-in-law.
Mm.
In the, when he was in the military, he was fixing helicopters.
So. Air Force?
He was a Marine.
Oh, the Marines.
A Mark Marins.
Oh, wow. Great. That's awesome. Well, you know, today's his day.
It is.
Hey,
it's
good
all about
on
him.
Dan's.
You did it, Brian.
Oh, Brian. That's his name. Okay, great. Good on you, Brian.
It's Brian Day.
Brian Day. Great.
So celebrate Brian as long as he's a Brian that fixes aircrafts.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it doesn't apply.
Does he still do that?
No, he doesn't anymore.
Oh, so it doesn't apply anymore.
Well, I don't know if it's like past deeds count, right?
I think so. I think past deeds count, yeah. All right, well, we've talked about that nonsense long enough. Let us move on to the real substance here, which is to, before we jump into it, tell you what we do. What do we do, Dan? Why are we here?
What do we do?
Why are we here on this mortal plane?
That is a bigger question than I can answer. But I will tell you what we're doing here today in this broadcast.
And that is?
In this podcast, I should say.
Uh-huh.
We are providing a service that no one asked for. To supplement stories that nobody wants to hear.
That might be my favorite explanation so far. I like it. That's really good.
We give you the news stories.
Yep. Basically, we waste our time each week at the hopes that maybe one person will exhale out of their nostrils a little harder than usual.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah.
Like that might something even like be that, overkill. Like, yeah.
Like, you know, when you see something, when you're scrolling through... you're looking at jokes online, mm-hmm. and you're by yourself. You're not going to be like, oh, that's so funny, ha, 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 right? That's the fakest laugh. But
I do that when I'm around other people.
You go, oh, ho, ho, that's funny, ha, ha, ha.
Just to convince them I have a soul.
Oh, okay. But, you know, when you're looking through stuff by yourself and you just sort of, you know.
Yeah.
Like that kind of stuff. Yeah, that's what I'm hoping to give.
Enough that if somebody was watching you, like, what was that? And you're like, oh, it's allergies.
Yeah. And maybe just one rib tickled and perhaps a knee slapped. That's what I'm hoping for. I know I'm dreaming big,
yeah,
but we'll see. Dan, I think it's customary that you start us off with the stuff. So why don't you hit us with that stuff?
That funky stuff. Well, police in Palm Bay, Florida responded to a burglary call at a property management office.
One of these days, we're going to get a Florida alarm.
Yeah, we really should. A klaxon.
Yeah, I'm going to have a little button that I can press every time Florida comes on.
What would the noise be?
I don't know.
A seagull?
Seagull, no. Some sort of
a garbage truck?
Yeah. That sounds probably, yeah. Or a toilet flushing.
I don't know. No, toilet flushing's really lowbrow. It sounds like morning radio station.
It does. Yeah. Hey, welcome to Thomas Dan and the Butt.
We got Florida stories for you.
We could do that, but it'd be awful.
Yeah, maybe we will. We'll do one episode somewhere down the line where
it'll be
just
a great
like that.
April Fool's Day.
That would, if we didn't just talk about it right now.
But oh well, anyway, Dan, you got some stuff. Let's do it.
I think I would probably hate myself after doing that whole episode. Be like, this is awful, and I hate myself, and I hate you, and everything you stand for.
Here you've got a hot new story for Tuesday morning news. Why don't you hit us with what you've got in sunny Florida?
So, a worker made a 911 call after finding many ceiling tiles on the floor and papers thrown all around the office. Normally, when I see a situation like that, it's in a movie, and somebody shows up in their apartment, and they're like, what's going on? What was that noise? Just a box. No, and then they walk in, and like, somebody's been in here. They've been looking for the lost daggers of...
Ori Kalkar.
It's a good thing that I hid them inside my rectum.
Where, of course, everyone keeps their lost daggers of Ori Kalkar.
And nobody violently searches. Officers made their way cautiously into the office and did a sweep. They moved room to room trying to locate the suspect. And there he was. He was, in fact, inside of the office, hiding behind a potted plant.
Whoa, spaghetti.
It was a... it was a raccoon.
It was, oh, it was a terrifying raccoon.
Who was that masked man?
Oh, jeez.
After police netted the master criminal, they checked the attic to search for accomplices. It is unclear at this time if the raccoon has a lawyer.
Is that... Was that actually...
Oh, I had no idea, so I had, I had to let everyone know.
Gotta tie up those loose ends, yeah. I understand, yeah.
But did he have legal counsel?
I honestly don't
know.
It was a raccoon.
Yeah, it was a raccoon. Mm-hmm. Broke into an office, raised some heck.
What heck, you say?
The heck. And and I think bit somebody, had rabies. That person got infected, bit everybody else, and they based the movie Quarantine on it.
Oh, Quarantine, yeah.
Yeah. Rabies. Super rabies.
Super rabies.
Yeah.
All right. I like it. I like it. This article has definitely got the extra edge I crave.
Yeah. Most of it's made up, but you didn't know that.
Well, look, you don't know. You still don't know that because...
Because I'm lying about that part, too.
Who knows? It could be anything, really.
It could be anything you want it to be.
Well, thanks, Dan. That was sure was a hard-hitting story. Well, next... I'll never do that again until the next time that I do. Okay, well, I've got another. Actually, our stories are kind of similar.
Oh.
In that they actually are. No jokes.
I don't believe it.
No, they really are. In that they're sort of a, you know, what's going on, it ends up being something completely opposite than what you think it's going to be, right?
Okay.
That'll make sense in my very poorly worded sentence there. Will make more sense in a second. Brad Sapp thought he heard a mysterious voice whisper, "Get out of here," in the wee hours of Wednesday morning. Boom, boom. We got to get some Nightline music or whatever it was. The
what? Unsolved Mysteries?
Unsolved Mysteries, that's what it is. Great. When he was sorting cans at the Redemption Center he owns in Carroll, Iowa. "I honestly thought I was going crazy," Sapp said, explaining that he looked all over for the source of the voice. His wife, Carrie, teased him that the voice must have been a ghost. Oh, it must be a ghost.
You're haunted.
But 9 hours later, around 10 a.m., she received a scare of her own when she heard a man yelling for help inside the center's chimney. Oh, there's also one other fun piece of information. He was naked.
Oh,
well,
like you do. Santa's always naked when he's going down that chimney.
That's right.
You don't know it because you're sleeping.
Yeah, and he watches you while you're asleep.
And he tucks you in.
Tucks you right in. Sometimes back out. Okay, never mind. Let's get this. Let's move on. Old
untuck tuck.
So she heard a man yelling for help inside.
He tucks it back as he tucks you in.
Yes. That's...
I'm sorry. I'll stop.
You know, we toe the line of that clean tag every time we do an episode really, nowadays.
Really do.
So she heard a man yelling for help inside the center's chimney, and he was naked.
Mm-hmm.
The man, later identified as 29-year-old Jordan Kajewski, called out, "I'm in the chimney," while the couple was trying to figure out what Sapp had heard earlier. He said his wife thought the voice was his at first, but she realized what was going on when Kajewski said again, "I'm in the chimney."
In that, like, yeah. With that jovial voice?
Uh-huh. "Guys, I'm in the chimney."
I mean, that's really, if they were playing hide and seek, he'd be terrible at it.
That's very funny. It's very funny that you make that joke, because give me one moment, just listen here.
Okay.
Kajewski told them he fell in while playing hide-and-seek.
Oh, my goodness.
But Sapp didn't quite buy it. He accused the man of trying to break into the Redemption Center. Sapp stuck by his hide-and-seek story. The couple called 911, and rescue workers were able to get Kajewski out. He was then arrested on trespassing charges. Sapp said he had no clue why Kajewski was naked, though the man did have some clothes with him.
Yeah.
But the chimney doesn't seem wide enough for someone to undress inside, which means that Kajewski likely took off his clothes before entering, but then just carried them with him anyway.
Maybe he thought, like, that extra removal of clothes was just enough, like, oh man,
yeah,
it's like a centimeter
yeah.
is going to really shave it off so I can get down there.
That's what all of what she said.
He should have greased up his body before he went inside.
just oiled up and slid down. Just slither on down.
Would have made it.
Jesus.
Gross.
Though they weren't exactly well acquainted, Sapp said he had met Kajewski when the man came in on a few previous occasions to ask for a job.
Oh, more awkward. So he knew this guy.
Yeah. Yeah. It's this is weird.
Was the job like for to be a chimney sweep, maybe?
No, he was going to be a professional hide and seeker.
That exists?
Yeah, it does. He actually almost got hired. This was his working interview.
Oh, I see. Well, they didn't mention that.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, subtext, really. You're just going to read read between the lines there.
I see.
So, you know, he was during his working interview as lead hide-and-seeker. But he made rookie's mistake, really. He got stuck in the chimney. So.
He didn't butter up before he
didn't
went
butter in. Up, yeah. Well,
happens to the best of us.
How many times has it happened to you personally?
Every time.
Wow. How many?
Never.
Oh. it happens 100% of the time, 0% of the time.
It happens to 100% of the shots I don't take.
That's right. All righty. What you got next?
Four volunteer firefighters from central Pennsylvania are under fire.
Oh, heavens.
For making false alarms on purpose.
Oh.
The men created 5 false alarms earlier this year because they, quote, enjoyed the thrill of riding in the trucks.
That's like some 10-year-old's answer.
Yeah. We really wanted that thrill of racing to the scene of the fire. So we just made some up.
The trucks make fun whoop whoop noises. Honestly, that's what I like the most. And they can go real fast.
I sprayed pedestrians with the hose as we drove by.
Well, that sounds great, actually. Can you imagine?
They looked warm.
Can you imagine hijacking a fire truck and having someone mounted on top, just spraying people, knocking them down as you go by with a hose?
That was usually what I did on Grand Theft Auto. I would steal a fire truck, and then when the cops would start surrounding, because you could ram anyone off the road with a fire truck, and then when the cops started coming at you, you hit them with the hose and they like fly away. And it's amazing.
I like it.
It is great. Understandably, the Logan Township Volunteer Fire Department has suspended the men, and the police have charged them with making false alarms, as that is expected.
Yeah.
It is a clear waste of taxpayer money.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of funny, though.
It's funny.
Is there a funny tax? Like, does that pay for the tickles, the you know, rib tickles?
No, the funny tax goes to the stand-up comedians in the local area.
Oh, well, how many rib tickles should I be paying them?
It all depends.
Oh, wait, do they pay me in rib tickles?
Yeah, you pay for the rib tickles that you then receive
with my
by going to
money.
Open mic nights.
Yeah, okay. It all makes sense now.
And then if you don't get the rib tickle return, that is when you can form an angry mob and murder stand-up comedians.
Quick question, though.
Yeah.
How many rib tickles are in one knee slap?
I would say, actually, it's more like 5 knee slaps to 1 rib tickle.
Wow, really? So it's you feel like it's less valuable to actually physically slap your own knee than to just have a tickled rib?
Yeah. I mean, this isn't coming from like me just making it up. I read it in an article from IFL Science.
Oh, and they know what they're talking about.
They do. I know people who use that website like it's gospel.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Okay, great. Well, man, now I feel like I got to work on my formula because originally I was promising 1 of each.
Yeah.
I might only be able to offer like a quarter of a rib tickle then, maybe 1 knee slap.
Yeah, then you're not fit to call yourself a comedian.
I'm no comedian.
Yeah. You got to be at least. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes. All right. Is it? Oh, you got more?
Oh, well, I had one kind of short story that this reminded me of in high school.
Well, please tell me.
I knew this gentleman.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay.
Who was, I'm not going to go into too much details about this individual, but he had been let's say, socially awkward throughout high school. And,
you know, everyone who went to high school with you now is going to be like, oh,
is he talking about me?
No,
this is going to get very specific.
Oh, okay. So whoever it is, very sorry.
But. Well, you're going to know who you are if you listen. You probably have no idea. You're not going to listen to this. But anyway, they would constantly dial 911. They'd call 911 to talk to the fire department because he wanted to go ride on the fire trucks.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Or no, it wasn't that he wanted to ride on the fire trucks. It was that he wanted a tour of the fire department. So he would dial 911 and he got blacklisted by the fire department.
In high school?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
That strange look you're giving me is a yes to that.
Huh.
So I'll just reiterate, he was a socially awkward individual.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
All right. Well, that is an interesting story.
it's a fun little...
I like it. It adds a little anecdote. Personal flavor, right? It's the secret sauce on this crap sandwich.
Yeah, the stories that people didn't ask for.
That is what we provide. Okay, so speaking of stories that people don't want,
mm-hmm.
How about gadgets people really never asked for?
Okay.
I got one for you. A Seattle-based company announced the launch of a high-tech toothbrush that lets users stream video from inside their mouth.
Hmm.
Profix, the video toothbrush created by Dr. Craig S. Kohler, uses Wi-Fi and Bluetooth technology to send video from the inside of the user's mouth to a smartphone. The toothbrush also works with a companion app that allows users to watch the video feed and track the progress of their oral health. You can see it live, Kohler said. You'll be able to take photos of the different spots you might be interested in keeping track of, keeping them in an album, and see if gum tissue changes color or look at a particular filling that you might have had questions about. You know, all things that usual people do.
Yeah, I mean,
can you imagine having a photo album of, ooh, I remember this was a particularly good tooth week.
My gum diary.
This is July 14th of 2017 here. This is, oh wow, that really was a great month in brushing. Oh, and you can see there's a slight change in color here between last week's gum color and this one. Yeah, I know what you're thinking.
Immaculate.
How can I get one?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Well, Dan, thanks for asking. Profix began taking pre-orders for a discounted price. This is discounted, by the way, of $299 on Thursday. Jeez. Before the product will be sold at retail for $399 in 2017.
That's like those Sonicares. Those things are crazy expensive.
But not $400. I had one of those.
Did you?
They're like $120 or so.
Yeah.
For a really good one. $400 is ludicrous.
Mm.
That is ridiculous. And not the wrapper. The hip hopper.
It is certainly, the price does not resemble a rapper.
It doesn't. No, it's very expensive though.
Yeah.
$400 for the toothbrush is ridiculous. And if you purchase it, you should feel bad. I mean, I can see its use. I can understand.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone should ever own it.
So it records, like you can document, take snapshots.
You can actively stream.
Can you record though?
Yeah.
For, like, previously watch stuff.
Yep.
Okay. So I had this really messed up idea.
Oh, I can't wait.
So if you're dating a pretentious person who, or married to, or whatever, and somebody who owns this device.
Yeah.
And
who you should leave immediately.
And things get sour, and you're on your way out. Your relationship is coming to a close.
Oh, I think I know where this is going.
I would suggest that you take said toothbrush, insert it into an orifice that is not a mouth, and record it, and then place it back in where its receptacle is, and then somehow get that information back to that person who, and you know, give them some time to apply it to their mouth. And then when they're looking through their mouth brushing diary,
fantastic. Yeah.
They see, that doesn't look like it. Where are the teeth? I don't see a mouth. And what is that lump in the back?
Oh. Yeah.
So something like that would be
really
devious.
Funny. Yeah, that'd be really good.
So funny.
And for $400, you too can have that excellent joke.
That's all you need to do. Because I've heard stories about people like like,
oh yeah,
doing that to each other.
Like, I feel like I the video proof makes it better.
Yeah, like proof in video.
Yeah, and you can't prove whose sphinctus it is.
Yeah, it's like, that could have been the dog. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, the dog. So Cole adapted the toothbrush from his own experience of reviewing videos of his patients' dental procedures with them. He said he hopes customers will appreciate the experience at home while also learning more about dental health. Great. This sounds exactly like the kind of thing that a dentist would make.
Yeah.
Because he thinks people would ever, ever use it.
Mm-hmm.
You ever been to a... I haven't been to a dentist in a while. I try to keep good care of my teeth, except that I drink copious amounts of coffee, and as a result, they yellow. You know, they gray.
As they brown, Or tea does that too, yeah.
Yeah, I do as much as I can to keep them shiny, but there's only so much you can do to combat the coffee. But you go in, you go to the dentist, and every time, have you ever been in without them giving you the... You son of a...
Yeah.
Like, you have failed me you for the last time.
And you really think, like, man, if I brush real vigorously and floss right before I go in, he's not going to know.
Everyone does it. I do it. Everyone does it. It's like, you do the, like, one last hurrah.
I'm going to fool him this time.
Don't worry. I'm going to brush off 4 years of not going to the dentist in one trip, in one go. Here I go.
Like, you go in and the dentist's like, all right, let's take a look at this mouth. Oh my God. I don't need to do anything. You can leave.
Yeah. Spotless. But you should floss, but no one does.
Yeah.
That's the one thing every dentist says is like, you know, you it sucks now, just do it. You'll be happier later. Everyone should floss and no one does.
Everyone owns floss and they only do it once in a great while. Inexplicably.
I don't remember ever buying floss.
Hmm. It's just one of those things.
It's like those strawberry candies that grandparents have. Yep. I don't think I've ever seen them in a store, but they always have them. Do they have some sort of like grandparent supply co?
I think floss just appears in every bathroom.
No, I meant the strawberry candies.
The strawberry candies?
Yeah.
Yeah, they just...
everyone listening knows what I'm talking about.
And they
about.
Form out of the dish. Like a fungus.
They summon them in some sort of granny satanic circle.
Yeah, they cut... like their hand, and then they squeeze the blood into the bowl, and it forms these
and the
pre-wrapped strawberry candies.
And a few butterscotches here and there, like Werther's Originals. okay, so you've got one more.
So I'm going back to Florida.
Woo!
A woman from Winter Park.
I don't believe you.
Florida. Well, you don't have to, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
Says that that God has blessed her with his divine presence. though his message is a little sloppy. It's because it was located in the diaper of her son.
Ah,
the message from God.
I mean, is that even a miracle at this point? That's just so commonplace. I get Jesus signs in my poopy diapers. I think I've said too much.
Katie Vasquez says that she was changing her son's diaper like usual and went to take it to the garbage. Upon second glance, she noticed the sign from above.
Second glance. Wait, this is going in there. Wait a minute. I got to inspect this poop real quick.
Yeah. A fecal stain in the shape of a cross.
Oh, praise be unto him.
Yeah. It may not be the prettiest sign, but he put it where he knew I'd see it, she wrote on a Facebook post that has since been removed. Hard to miss what's right there in front of you. I didn't think much of it till I went to throw it away. I believe that when things are bad, as they have been, God will always find a way to let you know things will be okay.
That, not only did that rhyme, that also sounded like a inspirational Christian song.
She put just a, I thought you were going to say a poster.
No, the last sentence there. What was the whole thing?
I didn't think much of it till I went to throw it away.
Yep.
I believe that when things are bad, as they have been, God will always find a way to let you know things will be okay.
God, it's beautiful. Just some slow strum acoustic guitar and a few shaker eggs. You got yourself a Christian ballad right there.
This next quote is a little humorous.
I can't wait.
Just imagine where the sign's coming from. You know, it's a diaper with a doo-doo stain of the cross. Okay, so now imagine that. Picture that in your head.
Yep.
And listen to this quote. I prayed to God for a sign that everything would be okay because we've been financially struggling, she told Huffington Post. So yeah, I do believe it's a sign that somehow things will be okay. At this point, nobody bothered to follow up. How? How does doo-doo...
Oh, she's going to turn that diaper around for some quick hard cash.
You would think that. You would think, because I mean, like, what was it, the
toast?
Yeah, the toast.
Yeah.
Was it Jesus or Mother?
It was Jesus toast.
Mary?
I thought it was... Oh, no, you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. That got sold for a good chunk of change. Although, I don't think you could sell medical waste on eBay.
Well, I mean...
She's since thrown out the diaper.
Oh.
Which, in my opinion...
God's message.
Yeah, it's a slap in the face. Ow!
Or the hand on the table.
It's a slap in the face of God, because, you know, he bestows upon you this wonderful gift. And
this brown, hot, smelly gift and message.
And what do?
You throw it away. You put up a parking lot. I really feel like that one line is very musical, though. I feel like it's got a good rhythm. Let me see it again. I'm going to come and join Mike's.
Okay.
I didn't think much of it till I went to throw it away. I believe that when things are bad as they have been, God will always find a way to let you know things will be okay. There it is. Nailed it.
Oh, yeah.
Nailed
That's,
it.
We need to remix that.
With a nice fat club beat behind it.
I don't know if that's really in the spirit of Christian music, though.
It's Christ pop. Christ hop.
Yeah. That's a genre?
It is now.
It is patent pending.
Me singing that is now recorded for all eternity. So that's going to be great. It's definitely not going to make future employers not hire me. So great.
So tell me your thoughts on Jesus.
Well, let me sing you a song.
The song I wrote.
So this is really funny. All of these three articles, I feel like, did our first two have anything to do with each other? Yes, they all had similar themes.
Yeah.
An underlying theme. My next one actually has surprisingly two different items that are thematic with yours.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not going to tell you. You'll hear them.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Jonathan Lowe, a newsman for KPHO in Phoenix, was arrested on charges of public defecation while on the job. There's the first one.
There it is.
For those keeping track at home, that's one.
That's number one point.
Police arrested Lowe in Goodyear, Arizona after he allegedly pooped on the lawn belonging to a criminal suspect whose story he was covering for the station. Lowe chose to use the front yard of a residence to relieve himself, Goodyear Police Department spokeswoman Lisa Curtis told the Phoenix News Times. An onlooker from across the street called in the officers. They approached him. He said he'd had to relieve himself, and they arrested him. Lowe was handcuffed, taken to the police station, and booked on charges of public urination or defecation, a Class 1 misdemeanor punishable by a fine of up to $2,500 or 6 months in jail.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's a hefty turd. Lowe was released on his own recognizance. Thank you. Recognizance. A spokeswoman at KPHO-TV says he is no longer employed there. A story about a TV journalist accused of pooping on a lawn is pretty bizarre, right? You'd say?
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
But it gets stranger.
Oh, I can't wait.
The story Lowe was covering at the time, and people who are a little uncomfortable about what I'm saying, if you get a little squeamish sometimes, I apologize. This actually made me physically upset.
Really?
I almost didn't put it in here because it made me like furious, but just for flavor, I gotta put it in here anyway.
Yeah,
anyway,
no, I need to know what it is.
The story Lowe was covering at the time was an update on a man accused of sacrificing his dog to appease God.
Oh, wow.
There's number two, by the way. It's number two. There's poop and God. Pooping Jesus. Jesus called down and was like, hey, you should do this thing.
You should poop on this.
So that's number two, if you're keeping track.
Wow.
Thompson told police he had an episode after smoking marijuana and was convinced the Lord was going to kill him or his family unless he sacrificed a male member of the family. You know, he's hitting that marijuana real hard. And gave him some it's known for its strong... personality destroying effects as well as hallucinogenic properties.
Oh my God.
It is, I mean, you know, he's been hitting the devil's lettuce a little too hard.
This sounds like it's from like a 1950s
PSA. He's been hitting the dab grass. He's got reefer madness.
Yeah.
He's been toking too much of the devil's lettuce.
And now God. He says God wants him to kill people.
Remember, when you're dancing, keep one Bible length between the two of you so God can stand in between. So, Lord was going to kill him and his family unless he sacrificed a male member of his family, either himself, his six-year-old son, or the dog. Amazingly, Lowe did not let the arrest stop him from his journalistic duties. After being... I didn't do that one on purpose, I swear. His journalistic duties.
I almost overlooked it, and then you had to bring it back.
I didn't do it on purpose. After being booked, he still managed to file his story. That's great. There is more gory detail about what the guy did to his dog, and it's messed up. Yeah, we're not going to go into that. It is messed up. It made me furious.
Oh, really?
It made me really mad. But anyway, that was oddly kind of similar in that, you know, Jesus spoke, and there was poop involved.
Well, Jesus had not. It was apparently
God.
His dad.
It was God.
Yeah. His dad was like, yeah, look.
Hey, JC.
Let's go around JC on this one.
Yeah. JC, why don't you go sit over there? We don't need you.
I got to talk business with this guy.
The big man upstairs is about to throw down some religious turds. All right. So there's all the poop and religion that you can take for one show. If I'm not mistaken, because we haven't
it's
hit enough.
Time for no, bacon.
Well, yes. But also, if we haven't hit enough religious topics, I believe our mic check, which you should be hearing soon, is also thematic,
which is and we didn't do that on purpose.
No, it's a one take thing. It always is.
Yeah,
it's just a hey, just say, let's just, you know, whatever.
So
it's
sorry
folks.
Sorry, religious people.
Yep, okay, great. But before we go, let me run you down and kill you. Run you down. No, let me give you a rundown of the spiel that I give you.
Okay.
It is as follows. You can find us on our website at ghostshipradio.com under the Banner Box Radio tab. You can also find the show on iTunes and all other places you get your podcasts. You can contact us directly by using the contact form on our website. If you like what we do, consider supporting us over at patreon.com/ghostshipradio. And Dan, that's all for this week!
And remember, the Apollo 11 had about 20 seconds of fuel left when it landed, and the original tapes of its moon landing were erased and reused by mistake.
Thanks for joining us. Praise Jesus. Oh, now it's going to record when I say praise Jesus. Hey, can I get a mic a check?
A praise Jesus.
This show is part of the Ghost Ship Radio Network. For more information, go to ghostshipradio.com.